You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Animal Planet's Whale Wars. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Whale Wars news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Whale Wars!
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I have a limited crew here. It's only me, Phil Svitek, and Ben Bottomley.
Hello.
And we usually have John Comerford and Michelle Macedo on the show as well. But you know what? Like the Steve Irwin, they had to go back to port to refuel. And we're taking over this leg of the campaign. Right, Ben?
Yep. We don't need them.
Well, we need them. But we don't. You know what? We need them. Because like tonight, we're going to get rid of the dead weight that has been shadowing us. And we're going to find the Nishunmaru ourselves.
Yes. We're going to go down to Antarctica and go find it.
So before we get into this amazing episode, I want to say, hey, for those of you, last week we got a few prank calls, but they weren't that good. And you know what? We've it's come to my knowledge that, sorry about that. There was just a little bit of volume from the TV because we like to have the episode airing behind us. But so there's a website, just Trolls. What is this?
No. It's
Reddit.
It's called trolling. It's an act.
It's an art.
It's an art. No. It's the art of trolling. We got trolled.
It's very, yes. We've been trolled. AfterBuzz TV has been trolled. It's kind of similar to Whale Wars in the sense of a gang of internet pirates who hide behind computers. Basically, they go out, they search for Ustream channels, and
no, these are the Japanese whalers.
Yes. So they're going out and they're trying to find the whales and destroy the whales, which would be the Ustream channels, such as AfterBuzz TV.
Except we're not the whales. They're trying to slow down the people who would stop them.
There you go. So, yeah, we've been trolled. We've had it on a couple shows now. I kind of wish they would troll John Benjamin Has a Van, those type shows. I think it would be appropriate for that. But the running gag with
I'm allergic to trolls.
God bless you. And the running gag with it is SpongeBob and something about Krabby Patties. But it's very unoriginal. Like, can we... Let's...
All right, you know what? I like SpongeBob just as the next guy, I assume. I don't know. I probably would if I saw it. But hey, you know what? If you're going to troll us, troll better.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think of something worth your time and ours.
Exactly. And so, you know what? If you're trolling right now, can you just be original? I'm willing to take it. Let's go to battle. We'll go head to head, but make it good. Anyways, that's not why the average listener is here. They're not trolling us. You are here for Whale Wars. We are the number four podcast on AfterBuzz TV, on iTunes. I don't know about Stitcher and all the rest, but we got a lot of views, actually, for our last one.
Really?
For the web one. So we appreciate you guys tuning in. We try to keep it fun and serious at the same time. So hopefully that is the flavor you have been liking. But, you know, if you guys want us to change anything, email us, info@afterbuzztv.com, and we'll be happy to do it. Anyway, so...
We're sorry, but we don't have the correct episode playing in the background, but...
Don't give away the secrets. Whatever. All right, well, fine. We have last week's episode because, you know, that week led us to this week. And this week is all about losing the tail and getting back to the Nishunmaru. And, so let's start with the fact, okay, the Gorgeer's back. We have to applaud that, right, Ben? I mean, you haven't seen this season to its fullest from episode one, but you have seen season one. Didn't have the Gojira. But you got to admit, when you saw that thing, music was playing in your head. They had music here, but, right?
Yeah.
What was the feeling you got?
It was pretty awesome seeing the third ship come and assist the Barker because, you know, they needed it. And then when they just go nuts on the Yushinmaru number 3, like, it was... I really was appreciating their presence. They seemed like a really...
the most badass pirates?
Yeah, pretty much.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear. And you know what? Yeah, I mean, it does suck that your fastest boat for 4 weeks was out of commission. But now, you know, that's what makes me giddy. Now we're back. Now we're in full force. And we're seeing results. That's what this episode is all about, right? And that's what I like, Ben.
Yeah. They got... And it was really great. They got out of the... problem of being tailed for over 3 weeks.
And not only that, then they found the new Shumar, which we'll get into. But again, you know what? Apparently people like the word interesting, intense, and awesome as adjectives. I'm going to say this episode was all about results.
Yes.
A theme of the week, results. So, by the way, did you see the hypothermia episode where... Okay.
No.
So this is where it kind of got interesting. So they have the one guy from the Steve Irwin stay on the Bob Barker, who's a small boat driver, and they team him up with Potsy so that they have two amazing small boat drivers. Now, Potsy was on the mission where they were – it was a failed mission. One of the small boats got hit, and so they had to stay at an iceberg for 13 hours. Or right. They were in the water pretty much for 13 hours. Now, Ben, could you go back to a mission – basically, it is literally the same mission.
Yeah, they're doing
knowing that you just had hypothermia from a failed attempt at the last one. Could you go back?
No.
Why not?
Why wouldn't I? Or why would I?
Yeah, but you signed up to save the whales, Ben.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, they showed a pretty good flashback letting you viewers know what happened if they didn't see it. And I was like, I thought it was really... heroic that he decided, yeah, I'll go back, whatever, let's do this. And he wasn't like reluctant, he was like, let's do this, I want to get rid of them. And I had hypothermia, but that's a minor detail.
And smart choice on them that, okay, this time they decide to pack blankets and warm clothes.
Good thing they didn't.
Just in case.
Good thing they didn't need them, though.
But you know what was interesting, though, unlike last time, you know, the Gojira is the sort of X factor. I feel like it didn't fully get utilized like the small boats did. I felt the small boats throughout did way more. But at the end of the day, okay, you mess up the small boat, just go on the Gojira. It's all good. No more hypothermia for you.
Yeah, they can... I mean, the Gojira's there, like, as the backup they need. And it's good to have them back.
It is. It definitely is. And so, I mean, I got to say, this was quite the exciting episode, right, Ben?
It was pretty exciting.
What didn't we see? I mean, we saw prop fowlers. We saw throwing of...
many prop fowlers.
Many prop fowlers. The stink bombs.
The balls.
Potato spud guns. What do you call those?
The slingshot.
The slingshot.
With the stink bombs, I believe they had butyric acid in there.
Now, Ben and I, what was our pet peeve, Ben? I'll let you say about... using the spud gun.
They're just firing at the hull, and I don't really see what that's doing. They say this is going to make it look like whale blood is splattering their hull, and people, like, aren't going to like them. But
yeah, don't admit that.
Who's going to see it?
Yeah, but even so, don't admit that. That means you're just lying. You're admitting that you're lying.
Yeah.
So just say, hey, you know what? We want to deface the name of the Yushinmaru, so we got that taken care of. But now, you know what? Go for the on-deck people.
Yeah.
So it stings them a little.
There's a pretty good shot in there with the slingshot. I don't know if they actually hit someone, but you could see it blow up and someone, like, dive for cover. It was pretty awesome.
That was. and it's always tough to kind of imagine, you know, we see this in the course of, you know, I mean, this took most of the episode. But even so, it's obviously way less than it actually takes. I mean, they were there for hours.
Yeah.
And that takes a lot of stamina to continue at that kind of pace of, like, trying to slow this thing down over the course of an hour, or hours, rather. You know, I could see it if it was, like, a 15-minute raid mission, yeah, you're all giddy, but, like, after a while, it has to, your energy has to drop.
Yeah, but you couldn't tell from there. They were all, like, gung-ho for the entire duration of it. And Potsy's boat gets hit by the Yushinmaru, and that was pretty intense. That's what you saw in the previews for this episode last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love how they got hit. That could have done a lot of damage. They could have, like, flipped or something. And they're just like, you know what? We're fine. We can do it again. Let's go back.
Yeah, and they also succeeded. By the way, I'm going to make a request to DJ. Just, I feel like anything can be made intense by underscoring it with the Dark Knight songs. So on this one, let's go with... I'm Not a Hero. I believe it's track 2. If we can find that and underscore this conversation, that would be amazing. But I feel like if that underscored it, that would have been amazing. Now, there we go. And see, as they're doing it, they get... What the hell? Speared.
Yeah.
By a bamboo stick.
Someone on the Yushin threw a bamboo spear at them.
And this was during the distress call.
Yeah, this is when they were dead in the water, calling...
Those mother effing Japanese...
What is wrong with them? Fake distress call.
You know what? I hope they earn some jail time. I really do.
I love the little highlight they have in there. Note, a fake distress... A distress call. I can't say distress. A fake distress...
Can you speak?
Fake distress call is punishable with jail time. I liked that. I hope that they do get some jail time when they return to port.
Now, and then, obviously, we kind of see the Japanese... take on that.
Yeah, I loved how they included so much of the Japanese take on the stories.
Uh-huh.
Like,
well, they kind of have to. But now let me ask you this. I mean, obviously we saw both the Gojira and the Bob Barker respond.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we don't actually see it. Could someone have changed the knob? I mean, could they basically just have done that for show and not really sent the call?
It seems stupid
to have done that.
I mean, that's another thing I was wondering, because... There was a lot of statements released by the Japanese that were just blatant lies, and it makes me wonder...
I mean,
to us, they were blatant lies, and I'm wondering how much the Sea Shepherd and Whale Wars twisted the stories to make them look that way.
I mean, the one thing I'm going to call them out on, you can't say the paint's going to look like whale blood. Because you said that, so no one's going to buy that. Just say, hey, you know what? We want to deface them, and it slows them down, and it angers them.
Yeah.
But in terms of this, I think they honestly... For me, I see no reason why they wouldn't actually call back, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty stupid.
They were requesting assistance. I don't know if that was... Again, I don't know. I don't know if the Japanese were setting a trap to try to, like, take out a small boat with that...
Very smart strategy,
yeah.
By the way.
If they were actually calling for help, and then the Sea Shepherd didn't respond, or they didn't receive the transmission, I don't know.
It bought them the time that they. I think the Japanese knew exactly what they were playing. It bought them the time to get the prop fowler off. They knew that the Sea Shepherds are do respond to things, and do follow maritime law, yes. And so that they stopped, and that allowed them the time to not keep going, not keep getting away.
Yeah, I thought that's what I thought they were doing. I thought that was a really smart, good strategy on their part. Like, they just knew they're going to respond, and
they're dicks.
When they're responding, they're not moving away from us, and they're still in radar range. We can get the prop file off, and then we're faster than them, so we won't lose them.
See, I feel like this is where, for me, I just get a little too intense. And I could, if I was on that show, on that campaign, I would just go nuts, and I would literally try to sink their ship.
Yeah, I'm wondering how they can control themselves so much with the things that the Japanese appear to do. How can they just not want to just sink them all?
Exactly. I mean, all right, we have the distress call. Now this is where we hit them where it hurts. You know what? I would have thrown in more prop fowlers.
Yeah, just mess with them while they're disabled.
I would have had the Gojira put those guys, because they have diving suits, I would have had those guys dive and put more things on the propeller directly.
Yeah.
You want to save the whales? You want to be badass? You want to be a pirate? You want to risk your life?
Do it.
Go underwater and get that propeller.
Yeah.
That's right. But that would have been bad.
I've seen in previous episodes, the Steve Irwin has things painted on it, sunk. There's a list of ships they've sunk and then ships they've rammed. Mm-hmm. And I've seen that on people's shirts and stuff. And I'm wondering, wait a minute. Like, it just seems kind of off to me. Like, I don't understand how or why they would sink a ship and then publicly display it and have no consequences. I don't know.
Who knows? I mean, you could...
It's confusing.
Yeah, and they're pirates, Ben. We're pirates.
Pirates that abide by maritime law.
What I really liked was that there was a lot of strategy. Yeah, it's always my favorite when they go to the graphic of all the ships and, like, what everyone's doing. And it surprised me that the Yushinmaru number 3 was so fast, despite initially it had... At that point, it seemed two prop fouls, and yet still kept going faster than Bob Barker.
Yeah,
in a zigzag pattern.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts.
They keep saying it's really maneuverable, and that confirmed that it is really maneuverable. I don't think Bob Barker or any of their ships could have done that.
Exactly, but
a good Jira, but
luckily they got away, and it was. My pet peeve is, I understood why the Gojira had to stay there, but I would have just... How funny is it that the quote, "Mayday, mayday, we're being attacked by the Gojira." And if you can see this, I'm just going to use my props here. You have the attacking ship just standing there, and the attackee right next to you.
Yeah.
And like, okay, you're being attacked, great, uh-huh. And then you have your attacker, hey, we got your mayday.
You want
can we
some
help?
You? Yeah, I thought that was hysterical.
In many ways, that would be very degrading.
Yeah.
And that is why I would keep going and just continue radioing and, hey, yeah, we've been attacking. Do you guys want us to stop? Just say uncle. Say uncle. You know?
Yeah.
That would have been fun. All right. So we've gotten away. We radio this Paul Watson. And then... So the next kind of big portion, which I felt was a little drawn out, was that we're finding the Nishimaru.
Yeah. Especially when they draw out for really long times that first shape they saw on the horizon that looked like two ships next to each other. And they spent a really long time on that, and then it was an iceberg. But, I mean, you really did... I thought that that was the Nishimaru because of how much time they're putting into it, and then surprise, nope.
But luckily the Gojira has been searching, and again, very smart. So as we learned, they're in the Ross Sea, and it's kind of weird. I mean, you know, although this is only the fourth season, these guys have been doing it for many years, and so I would love to kind of see the real strategy behind all of this. Because they have to sort of know where they've whaled before, where they're probably going to be whaling, and as they had, you know, Nishimaru Spartan here before, blah blah, went through this ice, got the Yushinmaru with number 3 stopped here somewhere, blah blah. So I wish they really got into all of that more on this show.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting how they found they kind of picked up the trail of the Nishimaru with whale guts. That was weird and gross.
Dumb idea by the Japanese.
Yeah. Well, we're being tracked and let's just dump them here, but I guess they have to.
Or
they could hold it on.
But you do it like the vicious killers that you are and dispose of it properly. Yeah. Right? If you're a serial killer, you don't just leave evidence everywhere and you're like, alright, got that job taken care of, guy dead. Nope. You gotta listen. That's why you got the gloves. You make sure the body is like, you put it in acid, all that stuff. You go through the proper steps to dispose of your kills.
Yeah, I don't.
And your slaughters.
I don't really think they would have that on their mind, though. I mean, obviously, I've never been on a whaling vessel, but...
All right, here's the thing. I mean...
I don't know there's if one, you'd think...
It's obvious, Ben, that the Japanese are well aware that they got to keep out of... the Sea Shepherds are going to disrupt them any which way. Mm-hmm. And the Japanese now are taking many measures to make sure that doesn't happen. So you don't think they're going to follow you according to the whale guts?
Well, I'm sure someone might have thought that, but I don't think I would have personally. Like,
well, now you know, Ben.
Especially seeing it in the water, I was like, why is this important? Oh, okay. I guess I'm just really slow, but I've known that.
No, you just don't have the experience. That's the old man term for you're not dumb. You're just not bright. You just don't have experience. I'm kidding.
You have tons of whaling experience.
I'm kidding, Ben. No, but you got to know your enemy, Ben. And they dispose of the waste, though. Interesting. We picked up that trail. Done. Boom. And that pretty much wraps the episode. I mean, unfortunately, I don't have more to say on that. Ben, any last thoughts before we head to commercial?
Well, on that specifically, no.
Just on anything. I mean, unfortunately, you know, like in the past couple episodes, we've been able to talk more because A, there were more storylines. B, they showed a more emotional side to the Whale Wars crew, the Sea Shepherds crew. This episode was all about the campaign. And, I mean, unfortunately, without the research as I wanted, I mean, that's all I got.
I kind of thought they did really make Potsy look like the hero of this episode.
It's because Potsy, if you're a true fan of Whale Wars and Ben, you better back me up on this. You know from season one, Potsy was the man.
Yeah.
Yes, and as they've gotten away from the individual characters, it's tough to bring them back. And this was their perfect opportunity for those true Whale Wars fans. Potsy!
Yeah, I was really happy to see him doing something, like being on camera. I really liked pretty much everything he did in prior seasons, especially how, you know, he goes and dents the helicopter and then immediately is like, oh, well, I guess I should get on their ship and risk my life to make up for it.
Yeah, Potsy.
Oh, man.
Potsy's definitely intense, and, you know, he has become the hero of a few campaigns. Anything else?
I was kind of hoping we'd see Chris Altman after last time.
You're not going to see that. But you're going to see that.
They have to refuel, so.
Yeah, no storyline's over for a little bit.
Yeah. That
kind of sucks. And besides, the whole point of last episode was they wrapped that whole thing up. I mean, what else could you. You're beating a dead horse of a storyline, you know?
Yes.
It's over. But anyways, we're kind of starting to beat a dead horse anyway, so let's go to commercial, come back with predictions.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729.
256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your After Buzz on.
Welcome. No trolls, Jesse. We're not being trolled anymore. Have we lost the trolls?
Yes, there's no trolls right now.
Well, like the Whale Wars crew, we have lost the trolls.
Sweet. Kind of. I kind of was hoping for them to... Oh, here we go. I was kind of hoping for them to come back with real material, but I guess we're not going to have the pleasure.
Well, to answer viewers' question last weekend... Buzz does like Krabby Patties.
You figured that out.
Yeah, he likes Krabby Patties. Buzz is our mascot. He's a dog. He's a lab golden mix. And the question of last week was, does Buzz like Krabby Patties? This is from the trolls. He does. So, trolls out there, there you go. There's your answer. Keep trolling. Now, let's get into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Ben, we've had the Nishinmaru get away once, and only an episode prior. So now, these mother effers better do everything they can to stop this and keep this ship tracked.
They're not going to let him get away. They can't. Like, the stakes are too high. They just had him, and then they lost them.
You know what? This is where we need Chris Allman, because I would literally just park that helicopter. You know what I would do? So here,
what would you do, Phil?
Imagine this is the helicopter, or this is the boat, right? So for those of you listening, I'm using my phone. So this is the boat, and I would have Chris Allman literally fly down onto the deck, and as soon as the Japanese would try to attack him, boop, up you go, and then down you go, up. So it's like kind of like Japanese in the middle. That'd be a fun game. Like, yep, try and get me.
Fun until they damage the helicopter blades.
How would they do that?
They've got heavy things on their boat.
No way.
Fozzie did it with...
Well, you know what? You do a full raid. So, okay, so let me amend my plan then, Ben. You have the helicopter, Chris Altman, cram these people, our boys, like sardines, in that damn helicopter with stink bombs and better bombs, and just drop them from the skies.
They need, like, a Black Hawk or something.
They don't need anything.
A big helicopter that can fit a lot of people.
No, just sardine them in.
Preferably have a minigun.
All you need to do is sardine them in. But they don't really give us too many previews. I mean, obviously,
we got
there's
one,
a confrontation.
Or two. One or two. Yeah, they were the same preview.
Yeah, I mean, it's confrontation.
Yeah.
What can you really get?
We saw that coming when they ended it with finding the Nishinmaru anyway.
Exactly. So, I don't know if it wasn't quite the cliffhanger slash whatever you want to call it as I wanted to. Basically, I mean, I get it. It was supposed to be Lockhart calls it in to Paul Watson. Paul Watson says, all right, go after them. Cut to black, you know, but it wasn't quite that feeling. But I'm excited because this will be the second campaign episode we've had in a row. And now we're finally, what is this, episode 7 or 8? What is it? We're
this
on episode 8.
8, yes.
And we're finally stopping the whaling. We haven't accomplished the mission of 0 whales killed, but now we're stopping the whaling. And Jesse's screaming from the booth, but he didn't have a mic up, so he
yeah!
There you go.
There he is.
All right, well, we'll be back next week. We hope you guys will be back with us. Keep tuning in. Hey, we're number 4 on iTunes. Make us number 1. I know the other shows are tough to get in on. I mean, Breaking Bad's ahead of us. That's a very popular show, and Glee Project. But you know what? How proud would it be if Whale Wars is the number 1 show on iTunes for AfterBuzz TV?
Let's take out Breaking Bad.
Let's take it out. Very good show. But you know what? This is the show that no one believed in.
Yeah.
And I have managed to take my people, and we have made it number 4. So we thank you, our fans, and we will be back. And, of course, if you have any questions, email info@afterbuzztv.com, anything. Questions, comments, complaints, or just, just say a friendly hello.
Or
anyways,
just general trolling.
General trolling. We troll better.
Yeah.
That's my mission, troll better. Anyway, Jesse, take us out of here.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@afterbuzztv.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.